Bees are mysterious creatures with an elaborate social organization, methods of communication we're only beginning to understand, and remarkable skills in such areas as color recognition and memory. Director Angel Prince and her collaborators in Hawaii Island's Kahilu Performing Arts classes, ages 5 to adult, have collaborated with local beekeepers in an original multimedia show called Dance of the Bees that explores their secret world. Angel's on the line. Hi, Angel. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. How are you?
I bet you learned a lot about bees putting this production together.
I sure did. They're very inspiring.
I imagine.
I had no idea what they were capable of, really.
Well, what are some of the things you learned?
Well, they are a democratic society, so they decide as a group how they are going to move locations, where the flowers are, how they're going to build their honeycombs. They really work together to make all of their decisions and take care of one another.
And they're able to communicate in remarkable detail, aren't they?
They really are, actually. They do something called, we call it the waggle dance, and it's to show the other honeybees where the best flowers are located. And they use their honeycomb and the location of the sun to give detailed directions to where these flowers are.
I can only imagine that the waggle dance inspired you as a theater director, too.
Oh, it absolutely did. We have a waggle dance in the show.
Excellent.
Yes.
You've also got quite a few people involved.
We do. We have a cast of about 100 students.
Uh-huh.
Going to be a very big show, and actually we open the show with all 100 students on the stage. We start the show with the hive swarming.
Uh-huh.
So we have quite a number of performers all at once on the stage, which is a first for our show. So that will be quite interesting.
Yeah, how do you choreograph a swarm?
It's controlled chaos.
Yeah, I imagine. Just tell them not to bump into each other, right?
Right. Well, we have lines, and so everybody is supposed to be in their line, and they all have a different direction. So it's going to look chaotic, but hopefully it will be pretty organized.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What's the involvement? You have beekeepers, Hawaii Island beekeepers, collaborating on the show. What's the nature of their involvement?
They provided a lot of research and information because they're on the ground. They know what's going on, what has happened with the bee population here. They had what they call the perfect storm of the death of the honeybee in 2011 with the introduction of the small hive beetle. And there were also the mite that was introduced and the loss of habitat. So we had quite a number of domesticated and wild bees disappear in 2011 and 2012. So they've been working on how to rebuild the populations here. So they were really informative in letting me know what the situation is with the honeybee, how we can fix it, and about how bees live and work and survive in different habitats. So they're really informative in the creation of the show. And we will also have them in the lobby of the theater giving out information about our local honeybee and what people can do to get involved, and some samples of honey.
Is the local population bouncing back?
It is bouncing back, yes. They have figured out how to deal with a small hive beetle. It's pretty amazing. The honeybees can actually chase the beetle out, and then the geckos eat them. So they figured out some ways to deal with it, which is, you know, pretty ingenious.
That sure is.
Yeah, and the mite they still haven't quite figured out, but they're working on it. There's a big uptick in backyard beekeepers, which for the most part helps, and an awareness of what plants, flowers the honeybees like. So I think a lot of local beekeepers are starting to plant these flowers for the bees, so it has helped a lot.
So that sounds as if those are some of the answers to the inevitable question people ask of what can we do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So planting flowers that work for the particular climate that you're in for your local honeybee. Also not using pesticides, trying to use natural methods of weed control. And really working to keep the wild areas of the islands, because that's where a lot of the wild honeybees thrive. And the more we cut those down, the less habitat they're going to have.
This is a multimedia show, and Angel, tell me a little bit about what those multimedia are.
Sure. Well, this year we have some video that's going to be part of the show, and that was created by a local artist here. She created interesting, very creative, and artistic view of the honeybee and their homes. So she really... She's a fabulous artist. Her name is Faye Tomkini, and she spent a long time putting together different sections that we will play throughout the show that highlight the home cleaning and creation, the larva being born, the drones. So all different aspects that you will see in the show, you will also see in video as well.
And then your task as a director, aside from keeping the bee, you know, managing the swarm,
mm-hmm.
is to create a kind of an entertaining and informative show, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's art, so it's always up to one's own perspective. And I like to leave something for the viewer's imagination. But the arc of the show follows a honeybee swarm leaving their nest as they do every spring. A percentage of the population leaves to search out a new home. And then everything that happens after that, the finding of the home, the creation of the honeybee, the birth of the larva, the drones work, looking for flowers, everything that happens in a life cycle from spring to spring for a bee colony.
Angel, it sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks so much for talking with us. Angel Prince is the director of Dance of the Bees, which will be performed Saturday, May 6th at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Kahilu Theater on Hawaii Island.
King bee, want you to be my queen.